Oversight Committee, Biden family business received over $10 million from Romania, China for unknown work. By Wendell Hasebo on May 10, 2023. The Biden family business over the course of several years received over $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what appears to be influence peddling. Bank documents obtained Wednesday by Breitbart News from the House Oversight Committee show. In total, Biden family members and business associates designed a web of over 20 companies, many of which were formed during Joe Biden's vice presidency, the committee revealed. In total, the Biden family, business associates, and companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals' companies, the committee found. The funds appear to contradict President Joe Biden's claims that his family received no money from China. The funds also raise questions about what the Biden family returned in terms of services or products for the money received. Romanian transactions. From November 2015 to May 2017, Bladen Enterprises paid Robinson Walker, LLC over $3 million. Bladen Enterprises is reported to be Gabriel Popovici's Cypriot company that he used to conduct business in Romania. Robinson Walker is the Biden family business partner who collectively sent the Biden family $1.3 million to the family. The Biden family accounts received approximately $1.038 million from the Robinson Walker, LLC account after Bladen Enterprises deposits, the committee revealed based upon wire transfers. In total, 16 of the 17 payments from Bladen Enterprises to Robinson Walker, LLC were made while Joe Biden was vice president. According to the committee, the payments began to flow to Robinson Walker, LLC just after Vice President Biden welcomed Romanian President Klaus Iohannis to the White House on September 28, 2015. A readout of the meeting stated that the vice president welcomed President Iohannis' focus on anti-corruption efforts and rule of law as a means to strengthen national security and promote greater investment and economic growth. Iohannis said Joe Biden voiced satisfaction over Romania's progress with the fight against corruption. 1 year prior, on May 21, 2014, then-Vice President Joe Biden visited Romania and delivered a speech address to the Romanian Prime Minister, judges, prosecutors, and leaders of the parliament. At the time of the speech, Romanian prosecutors were investigating Popovici, who was later charged and convicted with bribery-related offenses. As Breitbart News previously reported, Hunter Biden began working for Popovici in the spring of 2015. According to Hunter Biden's calendar, he met with Joe Biden three times from July 2015 to March 2016 about helping Popovici with a conviction stemming from his purchase of a 550-acre parcel of government-owned land for a steep discount, the New York Post reported. Chinese transactions. Bank records from the committee show that between August 2017 and October 2018, Hudson West III, a company co-managed by Hunter Biden, sent over $4 million to Hunter Biden-related companies and over $75,000 to James Biden-related companies. Gong Wendong and Hunter Biden were each 50% owners of Hudson West II, bank records obtained by the committee show. According to an email verified by The Washington Post and Hunter Biden, Gong Wendong served as chairman's emissary in the United States. Closely connected to the Chinese Communist Party, Chairman Yu Jianming also paid Hunter a $1 million retainer fee for legal services in 2017. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yu worth an estimated $80,000 in February 2017. In addition, the committee revealed that Hunter Biden received an additional $100,000 that was sent from Shanghai Huaxin in China. The money was apparently a part of a SFC deal with Yi and Dong. According to the committee, on May 11, 2017, Dong formed SFC Infrastructure in Delaware. Hudson West V, a company that formed a partnership with Hunter Biden, was the sole equity member of SFC Infrastructure. Dong identified himself as the director of Hudson West V and listed its address as Shicheng District, Beijing, China, banking documents show. 1 week later, Hudson West V assigned 100% of its interest to Shanghai Huaxin Group Limited, Shanghai Huaxin, a company incorporated in China. On June 30, 2017, Shanghai Huaxin funded the SFC Infrastructure Bank account with an injection of $10 million. About 1 month later, SFC Infrastructure wired $100,000 to Owasco PC, Hunter Biden's law firm. The above payments are in addition to what the committee already revealed. On April 17, Comer announced a total of 9 Biden family members may have profited from the family's international business schemes, 6 more than previously disclosed. Those currently identified on the payroll are Hunter, James, Hallie Biden, and a 4th unidentified Biden. On April 25, the committee teased releasing the identities it has so far concealed. A spokesperson for the committee declined to reveal the identities at that time. Collectively, the identified family members received $1.3 million from a Biden associate, who was wired $3 million from a Chinese energy company 2 months after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China, less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.